This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, one of the three panels leading the impeachment inquiry, is now defending the whistleblower whose complaint sparked the inquiry into President Trump. Texas Congressman Will Hurd saying on Fox News Sunday,
"We should be protecting the identity of the whistleblower. I've said that from the very beginning because how we treat this whistleblower will impact whistleblowers in the future."
Adding that having a whistleblower law on the books is important as an overall check and balance. Former U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley saying that two top members of the Trump administration were trying to get her to undermine President Trump. Haley says that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting the president because they were trying to save the country. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug
Lehman. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Record cold could be coming to dozens of U.S. cities this week as the National Weather Service is forecasting lows that would break or tie records in at least 148 cities between Tuesday and Thursday. It's Veterans Day. Plenty of businesses offering discounts and freebies to veterans and active duty service members. President Trump will be speaking at the beginning of a parade in New York City. The People's Choice Awards last night, where one of the night's biggest moments came from actor-comedian Kevin Hart. He was there to accept the award for Comedy Act of 2019, and it was his first major public appearance since he was seriously injured in a car crash last September. He says,
"First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids."
USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
New York's financial regulator is opening up an investigation over the algorithms for Apple's new credit card over claims of gender bias. It comes after one tech entrepreneur said that Apple's card gave him 20 times the credit limit than his wife received. The difference in credit limits coming despite his wife having even a better score credit-wise than he did. The FBI has now been invited by Mexico to help investigate the massacre that killed 9 women and children earlier this month, all dual citizens of the U.S. and Mexico. Mexico's foreign ministry saying yesterday that it sent the invitation through the U.S. embassy. The FBI had made clear in a statement that the Bureau is committed to working with Mexico to bring justice to the perpetrators believed to be members of a Mexican drug cartel. And just getting word that Bolivia's President Evo Morales is stepping down after a backlash from last month's disputed election. The South American country's military suggesting that the socialist leader should resign. International election monitors had found serious irregularities with that October 20th election in which Morales claimed victory. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, right there, also, our gift to you, a podcast of each individual interview. So if there's something that it was a specific interest, maybe you missed it or that, just go to the website, download the podcast. It is our gift to you, absolutely free. And, you know, if you want to share it with friends, I mean, by all means, let them know what it's all about. We bring experts to you every day, best-selling authors, policymakers, influencers around the country that you need to know about. And, you know, so it's our honor and privilege to do that for you. So good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day and enjoying all these interviews we do. This next guest, Deanna Lynn, well, tell you, what an incredible story. I mean, Deanna, you shouldn't even be here right now talking to me, should you? I mean, with the trajectory that you were on as a young girl. Deanna, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, we're having a problem here. I'm going to let you figure it out, Brad, because there must be a knot in the cord, because I'm hearing myself, but I'm not hearing Deanna Lynn. Nope. Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. It's you know, the thing is about electronics. Every once in a while, you know, when I went to broadcasting school, one of the things that we always, you know, when we had to troubleshoot problems, the main problem was there was a knot in the cord, and so every once in a while, yeah, I know that's kind of, it's mysterious, you know, but here it is. But anyway, as I was saying earlier, Deanna, I mean, based on, you know, your early upbringing, you and I shouldn't be talking right now.
Right. According to all statistics, I had pretty much four fates that led me all to death.
Not good options, all things considered.
Not good options, but okay. We found the way.
Well, thank God. Deanna is the author of the book, Purchase, Leaving the Sex Trade, so she knows from when she talks. Tell us your story, Deanna.
Like from the beginning?
Yeah, let's go. In the beginning, you know, like they say, like the Bible, in the beginning. I mean, because people, I mean, because how do we get you to modern day without really appreciating what life was for young Deanna? I mean, that how you got involved in sex trafficking, and this was your life, as you said, you know, the four options for you all led to death, not, no bueno. Mm-hmm. You know, so tell our audience, you know, what happened.
Yeah, so it started as a pretty young girl at 5 years old. My mother was the one who introduced me to pornography, And even though it, like, frightened me and it would make me cry, like, she would turn my head and have me watch these movies, and she would say, like, don't worry about this. This is how you were made. Mm-hmm. But when you're 5 years old, that's intensely frightening for a little girl to see.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like that continued to happen, and where by the time I was 8 years old, I was trying to get away from the abuse and the trauma, I had actually ran away and dressed myself as a prostitute, thinking that my life would end up like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Right. So at eight years old, you're dressing up like a prostitute?
Yes. Yeah, so I went over to, you know, I'm in second grade. I ran over to this guy's house. We had roller skate night that night. Mm-hmm. We begged his parents to adopt me and keep me away from my home. Like, my parents hated me, and I didn't want to go back. And so I
were they aware of what was going on in your life in terms of, you know, the sex abuse and that, or you couldn't be that open with it?
I wasn't even aware of that at that
point. Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
My main concern was the physical abuse, the pornography that was so blatant that my mom would show even my sister's friends when they came over. Like, even though CPS came over and over, like, I still didn't know something was wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wasn't safe because of the physical abuse.
What was your mother's point of showing you, conditioning you with, you know, pornography at an early age? Was there a means to her end in what she was purposing to do?
A couple things. One was that she really liked to get reactions out of me. So she kind of tormented me in different ways to get a rise out of me. Two is, I think whatever her own sexual addictions were, like, she was trying to make herself feel comfortable about that. So my dad was in the military, so, you know, we were left home a lot, and then she was just drinking and watching porn and bringing me and my sister into that at various times. And,
wow.
You know, she passed when I was 10 years old, so I only have, like, you know, some vague guesses of what was going on with her, just based on what I know now about, like, trauma and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So here you are, 8 years old, dressing as a prostitute. 2 years later, your mom passes away. So what's happening mm-hmm. to you at this point?
So by then, my neighbors are already aware that I have pornography in my house. So they're coming over. My sister's about 4 years older. She's, like, in fifth grade or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Sorry, that was actually before my mom passed. But so it became a thing in the neighborhood to act out porn when I was in first grade. And my sister was, like, stripping in the window for neighbors and stuff like that. But after my mom passed away, it was only a couple of years before my sister started working in a strip club. And then I kind of followed in those footsteps. Again, the way, like, our home was ran, because, like, my parents were so open about their sexuality, like, mm-hmm. between themselves and what they watched, it didn't seem abnormal that this would be, like, a next line of work.
Mm-hmm. So even your dad participated in this, is what you're telling me.
My dad participated in a way that he was like a 20-some military man, and my mom had this overt sexuality, and he was embarrassed by her behaviors, but it was like if they started to fight, she ended up like trying to commit suicide. So his main motive was keep her calm, and a lot of times having sex with her was what did that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And so you guys are growing up in the midst of this sexual chaos that's happening in your household. So your sister, she goes, you know, she becomes a working girl, going to strip bars, basically, right? Initially.
Yes.
Okay. And then you followed what? A couple years later.
Well, so my start was a little more subtle because I, at 17 years old, I'm still in high school. I started working for a mainstream restaurant known for the outfits and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And by working there, they had introduced me to being in, like, swimsuit competitions where the winner won a layout in Playboy magazine. And so they were kind of teaching us, like, strip clubs were bad, but this form of selling sex was okay. Mm-hmm. And so at 17 years
old... Yeah,
because
you get buffalo wings with it, and it's okay. I'm just teasing. Not that that was the place, but, yeah, right, exactly. No. Okay.
So yeah, they were very particular on what types of pornography you were allowed to do, but like the winner of their competitions won this layout, and And so it was just interesting because that's what they were allowed to do publicly, but the girls there were the ones that taught me about prostitution, because they had kids and they were, you know, prostituting on the side. And then all of us ended up answering like a model's wanted ad, thinking nothing of it because of the outfits we're already wearing. We're like, well, yeah, we can wear lingerie and swimsuits at another restaurant. And that's where I ended up getting into the sex trade from there.
Well, we've got more from our guest, Deanna Lynn. When modeling turns into sex trafficking. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh independent we are. I am Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking sex trafficking. Yes, we're talking sex trafficking. It is so pervasive, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear about it. They want to stick their head in the sand, but it's more prevalent than we think. Deanna Lynn is with us. Deanna, we have spent a lot of time on the show over the years talking about sex trafficking, because my heart breaks for these young women who are forced into situations. And even right now, part of illegal immigration is setting up young women to be sex trafficked. And we've seen this going on for a long time. Our politicians have been quiet and laissez-faire about it. I don't know what it is. I mean, of course, these are the same politicians that embrace the likes of, Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. And we know, what was going on there in the Lolita Express and his private island with young girls being sex trafficked. It is there. I mean, it's a sickening part of our fallen humanity. But we have to, we've got to protect. We've got to protect the young women. And I'd say young boys as well, because the thing that's kept very quiet is the pedophilia that has been taking place in Hollywood for a long time. We have young stars that's been very well documented who have committed suicide because they got caught up in the pedophilia of Hollywood. We've known it for a long time, but it is amazing how the heads are turned and they're sunk in the sand, and they just don't want to, you know, face up that this is a real issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
How pervasive, from your perspective, for someone who has been involved with sex trafficking, what's your assessment of sex trafficking in America today?
Well, I mean, just even going back to the Hollywood stuff, if you think about, like, one of my main roles is to warn girls of how predators come after you, because, like, the type of coercion that they use is, I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make you a star. Do you want to be somebody? And they want to take, you know, people out of the heartbreaking situations that they're in, and they're thinking, like, I can live this brand new life. And so there's all these false promises. And so just even the fact that, like, I'm not surprised that the same thing is happening in Hollywood, because that's how most of the porn producers, the pimps and predators get you, is by starting with those lines. Like, I'm going to offer you a different type of life.
Well, and especially when you have young girls who run away, you have girls like in your experience whose family life is stretched, you know, putting it mildly. You really don't have proper training and modeling taking place. If anything, you were being trained and modeled to be sex trafficked, in order to have some, be part of the sex business. That's what you were trained to do. And I see these young girls. I mean, we see pictures of, for example, JonBenet Ramsey as a young girl, the way she was paraded about and sexualized. And, we had a discussion with a woman whose interest has been teaching young girls how to dance and by eliminating, the sexual inclination. But it's very difficult because you look at our media today, what's happening with, these music videos, these artists that come on, and they're very sensual. I think it's quite interesting that, my understanding is that they do a version for their own kids that's different than what is trafficked out to the general market. Interesting, right?
Yeah, I mean, media plays a huge role. I left the porn industry 10 years ago, and as I was leaving, the porn that was having to be produced to make sales was based on shock factor, because what used to be porn is now everyday television and mainstream music. And so I appreciate it. Did you say that there was somebody teaching dance that didn't have any sensuality in it?
Correct, right.
That's wonderful, because sometimes we watch halftime shows or go to sporting events and we're like, there's a difference between, like, really good choreographed dancing and completely sexualized dancing. And I appreciate good talent and athleticism. And so I hate that it steers that direction.
Well, and the thing is that whether it's a Super Bowl or some other venue that is part of Americana today, it's accepted. And that's what... you know, concerns me, and I'm sure concerns you, because you've been there and you've seen what happens, and you just start missing the mark a little bit more. And then once you get into that game, like you said, it's kind of like what Pat Riley called the disease of more. He was talking about it in terms of, that in terms of athletics, and that you get that idea that it's just not enough. It's insatiable. And sex addiction and the sexual allurement is very much the same way. You just keep upping the game, right?
Yes, and the hard thing about, with the sex trade is once you've been demoralized to a certain point, and it doesn't take much, after that, you really just don't have any self-worth or dignity anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then it's like, how do I make the best of this situation? Because there's no turning back now. Like once every class of human has used and abused you, you try to take back control, and that's when, the porn industry looks appealing, because you're like, well, here's me empowering myself since this is already happening anyways.
Yeah. How long does that take for a young girl, even a young boy, to turn that corner to where they just feel like, okay, I'm trapped?
Typically, a lot of times, just one occurrence. Same with domestic violence. Once somebody has beat you like that, the experience takes you so far down, and it's so emotional that it's really hard, really, really hard to get out of situations like that.
Well, we touched on that particularly a moment ago when we were talking about what it takes to get out. I mean, you have to turn your world so far upside down. I mean, you have wired your thinking, your brain, and this is proven by psychologists who have done these studies, that you get wired, into sex trafficking. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Everybody knows the language. You know the smell. You know the people. You know who to go to, right?
Yeah. Even though it's horrible, it's familiar, and you get comfortable and familiar.
So for you, what changed in your life when you finally, I'm sure many times throughout this experience, you were saying, I got to get out of here, get out of here. Mm-hmm. But what was it that finally flipped the switch for you?
One of the main things that flipped the switch was, so for so long, you're being groomed and told you're helping marriages, you're helping couples, the work that you're doing is good. And I had a fan drive from Georgia to California to have me sign his DVD collection, not thinking that was strange at all. Mm-hmm. And when he returned home, I got a phone call from his wife saying that, he just couldn't process meeting me as a real person, like the fantasy broke.
Right.
He wanted to save me. She asked him to get off my website, to just turn this addiction over, and he couldn't, and he shot himself in front of his family.
Oh, wow.
And dealing with his grieving wife was the first time that I was like, this is actually destroying homes. Like people are dying as a result of this addiction. Like, this is not helping people, this is hurting people. And from there, I just started the process of trying to work my way out.
So what did you do? How did you work yourself out? We only have about a minute left, so what we're going to have to do, Deanna, is you're going to have to come back, because your story is so comprehensive, and I think also in terms of, I am getting to know your heart a little bit more, is that you want to help people. I mean, there are other girls who, like you, maybe not necessarily groomed like you, but yet could fall victim because something is lacking in their life. And I guess the easy thing is sex, right?
Right.
So I guess for, as we wrap things up, you have written a book, and quickly, how can they be in touch with you, Deanna? Because we are going to have you back.
Sure. The book is called Purchase, Leaving the Sex Trade. That's available on Amazon. You can find out more information on what next steps are to get help or help others on refugeforwomen.org. And then I have an email address if people just want to start conversations, and that's purchase4good@gmail.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 100th annual Veterans Day Parade is stepping off at this hour in New York City, the largest such ceremony in the nation to honor veterans. This woman, Colleen Rudolph, is a captain in the U.S. Marine Corps, and she says,
an already spectacular event with over 25,000 veteran organizations and active duty military is only made better by the VIPs that we have here today.
One of those VIPs, President Trump, who just finished speaking at the event. The first public impeachment hearings are set for Wednesday. State Department officials William Taylor and George Kent will be the first to appear in the public phase. In closed-door impeachment depositions, the two have detailed concerns with the Trump administration pressuring Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden and his son. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
All the stars are singing.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. What a story, huh? From Deanna. Boy, I'm telling you. This country is so over-sexualized. We really are. I mean, it's just sex at every turn and the stuff that's going on. And we talk about illegal immigrants. I mentioned that to you. Some of these farms that these girls are taken to, where they're having sex as many, as often as 20 times in the morning. In the morning, okay? And then they do give them a break. You know, they have lunch and then they come back in the afternoon from 2 until God only knows. And there's another 20, you know, or so, occurrences that happen as, these young girls are sex. This is what's happening here in our country. And, you have people that say, well, you know, we just should have open borders. That, you know, ignoring the reality of what's happening to these young girls. I mean, these could be our daughters that are being handled like this, being abused like this in our country. And here we are, you know, supposedly, you know, the bastion of women's rights and hashtagging everything, and we're so concerned about human abuses. And yet here within our own boundaries, we're allowing this to happen because we want to have a wall that's wide open. We don't want to stand by the rule of law. And you have these young girls that are, you know, conscripted into this service, you know, the threat of their family, because they're told in many cases that, look, we know where you come from. We know where your parents and your family are at. And if you don't go along, they're dead. So what are they thinking, you know? And we just saw what we saw what happened with the latest news there in Mexico. So we'll see, you know, we'll see how that works out. So anyway, we've got a guest coming up here in just a moment, and Dr. Phyllis Zee will be joining us, Chief of Sleep Medicine, the Department of Neurology with Northwestern University. And a new survey entitled How America Sleeps and Wakes has uncovered that 90% of patients with insomnia or sleeping difficulties agreed that having a good night's sleep means having a good day the next morning. In fact, this one survey that I was reading here recently asked people, if you had another hour a day, what would you do? What would you do with that hour? You know what the number one answer was? Sleep. I mean, we're sleep deprived here. This is what's going on. The survey recently presented at the 2019 World Sleep Congress. Did you know we had a World Sleep Congress? We do. Well, it explores the impact of insomnia or sleeping difficulties on individual performance, interpersonal relationships, and psychosocial behavior. That also shows that next day functioning is of high importance to people with insomnia or sleeping difficulties, yet most do not wake ready to go. Dr. Phyllis Zee joins us now. Dr. Zee, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Well, I understand that approximately two-thirds of patients rated waking up refreshed and ready to start the day and being able to function normally throughout the day is very important in managing their insomnia or sleeping difficulties, right?
Absolutely. Waking up ready for the day and having good quality of life is what it's really all about. We sleep so we can stay awake and function well during the day.
What is insomnia? How do you define insomnia?
Insomnia is characterized by chronic difficulties with symptoms such as falling asleep or difficulty staying asleep or waking up too early or just feeling unrefreshed when you wake up in the morning, and that is accompanied and associated with impairments of daytime functioning.
Mm-hmm. And so how prevalent are sleep disorders?
Sleep disorders are highly prevalent in our society. When you're thinking things like insomnia or chronic sleep difficulties, it affects about 30% of the general population and even much higher in those at risk. For example, older adults, it could be 50 to 60%. So it's really a very common and important problem.
Are we just a stressed out society here in America? Is that part of the problem?
Well, stress can contribute to insomnia, but stress itself has been shown not to be the cause. That's not why you have insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Insomnia is really a biological disorder, and there are also many causes, many contributing factors that can actually make it worse and perpetuate the issue with insomnia. But but stress itself does not cause insomnia, but can certainly can contribute and perpetuate the problem.
Yeah, when I talk about stress, I'm not talking about the normal stress that we need to have for our daily lives to get us from point A to point Z at the end of the day. I'm talking about where we just, I'm speaking as a type A personality.
Yes.
That is just constantly on the go with my hair on fire. This is some of my self-talk that I've been trying to do for myself to, find some balance, find some, you know, stress management, moments of relaxation, because I know, like, after doing, you know, this morning shows, one of the things I look forward to is I tell people, and even the kids know, well, Dad's going out to decompress, and my way to decompress is go hit some golf balls, you know, to try to manage that part. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about stress. The impact of sleep disorders, as you mentioned, is that you know, people just aren't ready for their day, and that's got to be a bummer. I mean, when you're starting off, you know, as they used to say, on the wrong side of the bed or off the wrong foot into your day, I mean, wow, that just makes for a not-so-good day to look forward to, I would think.
Exactly. It also, of course, affects not just your ability to function during the day. It also can make one more irritable, for example. And that also has an impact on interpersonal relationships. And lack of sleep can also affect your ability to cope with the stressors that you just talked about.
Exactly. You know, this is, to be honest with you, Dr. Z, it was the first time I heard about America Sleeps and Wakes, the survey. Explain to our audience what, and to me as well, you know, what this survey is all about.
I think the most important part of that is wake, right? It's always sleep surveys, but the wake part. And it really highlights the impact of insomnia or chronic problems with sleep on wake function, quality of life, and just performance. And because sleeping well during the night, a good night's sleep, is really important for wake function so that you can feel attentive, so that one can have better mood regulation during the day. And also we now know it's also important for health overall, whether we're talking about physical health and or mental health.
That's what keeps everything working, right? I mean, you know, biologically, metabolically, you know, good sleep is at the foundation of our systems working efficiently, right?
Absolutely. Even for inflammation, even for infections, our ability to fight off infections. So this wonderful, you know, evolving data, mounting evidence, it really highlights that sleep is indeed a strong pillar of health.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Phyllis Z. She's a Benjamin and Virginia Bosch's professor in urology and director of the Sleep Disorder Center at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, Illinois, where she's also associate director of the Center for Sleep and Circadian Biology. Dr. Z, any surprises from the survey for you?
The surprise to me was the how important having a good night's sleep is not only on the individual who suffers from insomnia, but also on those who live with those individuals. That if, you know, the impact of insomnia goes beyond that to wake function and quality of life for those individuals in the family or in the household. So it's really a much broader problem than I used to think. And more, what was really surprising to me was, wow, more than 8 out of 10 people who live with people with insomnia actually felt that they were impacted by that.
Oh, without a doubt, I would only imagine. One final question here. Where can our listeners who are having problems going to sleep, staying asleep, and waking ready, where can they go?
I think it's really important to prioritize your sleep, to discuss your sleep problems with your doctor, and there's this really informative website called dayafterinsomnia.com.
Wow, excellent. Dr. Phyllis Z, Chief of Sleep Medicine at the Department of Urology at Northwestern University, has been our guest. Dr. Z, thank you so much. Appreciate the
insight.
This is
Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans' tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in over 320 markets across this great country that we enjoy living in. Hey, boy, I got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking with Tom Juneau. It's all Tom's fault, this movie that's coming out just in time for Thanksgiving to really raise our spirits. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's all because of Tom Juneau. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Hey, what a great opportunity for you. I mean, here it is, as you said in a previous interview, your career, although it was quite stellar, I mean, you're a celebrated award-winning journalist. You've won the most prestigious award in magazine writing, the American Society of Magazine Editors Award, National Magazine Awards, you're at a point in your career where you find yourself at Esquire and they give you this fluff piece. You don't do fluff pieces, but you've been assigned this fluff piece to go talk with Fred Rogers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I ever really thought of it as a fluff piece. I mean, it was for an issue, a special issue about American heroes. We were going to mm-hmm. celebrate American heroes. And my question at the time was Fred Rogers an American hero? I was a little bit too old for Fred at the time, mm-hmm. but I didn't grow up with him. I didn't have that experience.
of coming home from school every day and you know, and watching him, you know, put on his sneakers and put on a sweater. That wasn't my experience. And so Fred was the guy that, you know, to me, he was the guy that people made fun of.
Right.
So I went out not knowing what to expect, and then I meet Fred Rogers. So it was a life changing event.
Well, the movie, the way it was depicted upon your meeting of Fred Rogers, is that here you are to interview him, and somehow the roles get reversed. Huh?
Yeah. Fred was one of the great practitioners of journalistic jiu-jitsu. I mean, he definitely turned almost every question into a question about myself rather than a question about him. And he was, extraordinarily good at it. And, you know, in his own way, he was extraordinarily disciplined at it, too. People think of Fred as a nice man, a soft man, a soft-spoken man, but Fred had a tremendous amount of discipline and a tremendous amount of purpose, and it definitely enabled him to turn the tables.
I'm glad to hear you say in terms of a man on purpose, because for those of us that are more familiar with Fred Rogers, understanding his spiritual background as a Presbyterian pastor and a student of the Word, he was one that was definitely driven by humility, so much so that what was always most important, it seemed, were the people who entered into his orbit, not the other way around, though they may come to him thinking, oh my gosh, this is Fred Rogers, you know, this iconic figure and this hero. But he looked at it in quite a different contrast in terms of, you know, here's Tom Jeannot, he's meeting you, and he studied up on you. I mean, he knew who you were.
He did. But Fred also, I think, that he had a sixth sense when it came to people. I mean, even just seeing him, and there's a scene in the movie where the character, you know, that Lloyd Vogel is the name of the character who plays, I guess, a version of me. You know, when Lloyd sees him out on the street in New York City, and people are crowding around him because he's, you know, he's not just a famous guy. He's a famous guy who's giving them something, who understands, even in just in the few moments that they meet him, you know, kind of who they are and what they might need. And he had that kind of radar for human need. And he definitely had that radar with me and kind of began in his own way ministering to me almost as soon as he met me.
Exactly. Well, as you say, there's so many just special and sweet moments. One of my favorites, I have to tell you, Tom, was when you were in the subway and everybody started singing, right? Isn't that sweet?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, yeah. I've seen the movie twice now. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw it, I saw it completely by myself and in a screening room in New York City, and the second time I saw it at a film festival with an audience. And you know, they're very, very different experiences, because the first time I was thinking about like how this movie affected me, but then, and the second time it was with the audience, and I love the movie, and I love the movie because it's really unusual. I mean, it's a movie that is from the get go is about forgiveness.
Right.
When is the last major studio release that's about forgiveness that you see?
Exactly. Well, and also I would say kindness. And at a time, you know, coming out, in the Thanksgiving season, it'll be coming out in November. and on the big screen all over the place. I guess November 22nd, right, is the official release date?
November 22nd.
Well, I'll tell you, and America couldn't need or want a more warming movie for the holidays in terms of a spirit of kindness that is so it's so prolific throughout this, and it's not a manufactured. It's a genuine sense of kindness. I came away, Tom, from the movie, and I just thought, wow, I really need to consider my actions in more of a kind way as a result. I mean, this is just an example and a natural example of who Fred Rogers was.
Yeah, and I do believe that that Tom Hanks, I mean, he just does such a remarkable
job. He's so incredible. I always say, I said, I'm convinced Tom Hanks could play the role of an eraser and win an award. I mean, he's just so gifted.
Yeah. Well, he's so gifted, but I think the thing that's really extraordinary what happens in the movie is that, I mean, when I saw that movie for the first time, I mean, I was kind of, you know, I mean, you go into it thinking, well, can Tom, Hanks play Fred? But, I mean, the minute he addresses the audience, the minute he begins talking, I mean, I was just in. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's because, he doesn't, like, try to imitate Fred Rogers. He just sort of embodies Fred Rogers, and he uses his own natural kindness and his own natural decency and just allows that kind of to happen. He just kind of slows himself down. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonder how that he's not just a person playing Fred. He has the spirit of Fred in that movie, and it's an amazing thing to watch.
Well, when we talked with Noah and Micah, the filmmakers and writers, the writers of the film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, it was interesting because I said, when you were writing it, did you write this with Tom Hanks in mind? I mean, because it just seems like it's so hand in glove. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, between us, we did, but we never thought in a million years that Tom Hanks would play the role of Fred Rogers.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, and I remember when I got the phone call that Tom, had been cast, and it was definitely one of those things. It was like, wow. So this is different. This is number one, it's a movie. It's one of those rare movies that's going to get made,
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it has a chance to affect and influence a lot of people.
Well, oftentimes in death, people's lives are, elevated and almost the language becomes hyperbolic and exaggerated. But for Fred Rogers, what you saw is what you got, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was not playing Mr. Rogers. He was Mr. Rogers at all times. I mean, Fred was the same on the screen as he was off the screen. He was the same off the screen as he was on the screen. He had that presence, and I do believe that that he was like that because he also, he was that, but he also worked at it.
Yeah.
It was, and it's one of the things I really love about the movie is that it doesn't make his example seem unattainable. Mm-hmm. It makes it very, very clear that this is something that he worked at. And it's one of the things I'm really grateful to Mariel Heller and to the director, and also to to Micah and Noah for really, really bringing it out.
Well, what a gift, and what a gift will be coming your way in theaters on November the 22nd, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It only takes one person to inspire a world of kindness based on the true story of Mr. Fred Rogers and a meeting with Tom Junot. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
You have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating,
products and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters and